in God's grace and by the power of His Spirit and the Word, you have faith in God. But would you also say that you have courageous faith? What is courageous faith? How does one get courageous faith? And perhaps a more personal question is, do you need courageous faith? Someone might say courageous faith is probably what a believer has who's facing some tough situations. Maybe they're facing some intimidation, some ridicule, or some persecution because of what they believe and are, in a sense, being forced to give up their faith, but they won't. That's courageous faith. Another person might describe courageous faith as what a missionary has who is sent overseas to a foreign land, into a new culture, to begin his work for the Lord. That takes courageous faith. But isn't it true that we also need courageous faith just to live every day our Christian life and to do what God calls us to do? Let's take a moment and let's go to a little coffee shop and see where courageous faith is needed.
What a day. It's Saturday, I should be home, but going into work. Awesome. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing?
You know, hanging in there. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to do that. No, it's totally fine. We've all been there. Let me help you.
Yeah. My goodness, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. This morning, my dog got into a whole bag of chocolate chips.
Oh, what a bummer.
I know, right? So I just dropped him off at the vet. Ugh. On my way to the vet, get a call, going into work. So much for having a relaxing, recovering Saturday from the week.
I'm just no kidding.
So tired.
Wow, that's really rough.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go. I'm late. Thank you.
Well, I hope your day improves.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not too optimistic, but thank you anyways.
I missed an opportunity there, didn't I? Sometimes I'm so afraid of what to say and what people are going to think.
We might find ourselves in similar situations every day. Every day, God puts before us an opportunity to answer His call with courageous faith. Ezekiel was there experiencing the glory of God. God came to him not to knock him down, not to chase him away or to punish him, but rather to strengthen him, to give him courageous faith. And that's what we want to look at today. How does God give us courageous faith, and what does He call us to do with that faith? Ezekiel might have been overburdened with guilt, but in His grace, God reminds him He takes away that guilt and now was ready to use him in service and strengthened him so he would answer that call to serve. And here's how He did it. We might put it into terms like this. God was telling him, Ezekiel, get with the program. Because now God starts talking to him out of this cloud. Let's listen to what He has to say. And the first thing He's telling him is, Ezekiel, get up and listen. And I heard the voice of one speaking. He said to me, Son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you. As he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. Maybe Ezekiel did feel kind of overwhelmed at what he was experiencing with that glory, but as he tells us, the Spirit strengthened him and picked him up. When God talks to him, he addresses him with the title, Son of Man. And we hear that title used several times as God is addressing Ezekiel. What God was simply reminding Ezekiel of was this. He was a human being with a lot of frailties. He was a sinner who had failed in many ways. But God was now calling him to serve. Not because God still saw some potential in him. Not because Ezekiel had done something to take away the bad and to please God again. But God was simply calling him by his grace. You see, Ezekiel, like all of his countrymen, and like you, and like me, have had our sins taken away from us. They've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, which was shed on Calvary's cross as Jesus experienced the wrath of God for our sins. Like Ezekiel, we too have been declared innocent of our wrongdoings by God's grace. And so God says now, get up and listen to me, because I want to use you. Ezekiel was told, listen to God. Now maybe he had to be told that because, you know how human beings are. We can come up with our own plan on things. We kind of know what should be done and the way things should be. So maybe he needed to listen to God's way. Or maybe he was confused. Maybe he was stumped. What should be done? I mean, all these people are already in Babylonia. We've been deported because of our disobedience. What more can be done? But God had more for him to do. God wanted him to be a messenger of his grace to his people. He didn't want Ezekiel to sit there and be shaking with fear, be scratching his head with uncertainty. What can I do? He wanted him to have a clear mission. Note that God also did not want Ezekiel just to sit there and enjoy this power and light show of the glory of God. He wanted him to be called into service. Is that a command that you need to hear today? Are there some sins in your life that maybe are weighing you down and you don't think God wants to use you? Are there some failures maybe in life, ways in which you feel broken and you think God doesn't want to use me? Or are you sitting here just very comfortable, basking in the glory of worship and don't want to become uncomfortable and have to work? God is saying to you, get up and listen to what I have to tell you. He goes on talking to Ezekiel. He said, son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been in revolt against me to this very day. The people to whom I am sending you are obstinate and stubborn. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. And whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are a rebellious people, they will know that a prophet has been among them. The next thing God wanted Ezekiel to do to get ready was to get going with this mission and to get tough. It didn't sound like a fun, easy assignment that Ezekiel was being sent to carry out. Go to the Israelites, that obstinate, rebellious people who refuse to listen to me, and talk to them as a prophet. Ezekiel had witnessed that before. He no doubt had seen how the prophets of God were abused by the people when they spoke God's truth to them, calling them to turn away from their sins and get back to God. And now Ezekiel's thinking, I have to do that? Sometimes we may feel a bit intimidated by situations we find ourselves in. We may wonder, is that what I have to do? Do I have to go through that? But let's not let the truth that needs to be spoken be silenced because of our fears. People need to hear about the Lord. They need to hear that because of their sins, they have been removed from God, and they need a new standing, a right standing with God, and that they have it through faith in Jesus, who has lived, died, and rose for them. That's the truth that needs to be heard. You and I have that truth, and God is calling us to be tough to take on the challenges he sets before us as individuals in a congregation and be his ambassadors. He goes on, "But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious people. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." And then I looked and I saw a hand stretched out to me. In it was a scroll which he unrolled before me. And on both sides of it were written words of lament and mourning and woe. And he said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll. Then go and speak to the people of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. And then he said to me, "Son of man, eat this scroll I'm giving you and fill your stomach with it." So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Just like we love to eat, and know we need to eat to take in the nutrients from that food because our body needs it, so we need to take in the Word of God. And that's simply what he was telling him. He was saying, "Get my Word into your heart." Ezekiel was to eat that scroll to illustrate and understand this truth. We need the essentials of God's Word in our life for spiritual life. We need to know about our nature, that it's sinful. And we need to know what our greatest need is, to be right with God. We need to understand that our life of disobedience has only earned a future of eternal death. But by God's grace, we have been given the gift of a future of eternal life. We need to know God's grace. It's there in the Word. And that's what God wants us to take in to ourselves. Let's stop at this point and just reflect on this a bit. Ezekiel had this wonderful appearance of the glory of God, but we don't have that. I maintain that we have something perhaps even better. We have his clear word of testimony. We have his message of grace to us in Jesus Christ, demonstrated and explained to us fully in his word. We know who our God is, a loving, caring, forgiving God. We have his word. We have his grace in our heart. We have taken it in. And now the question is, are we ready to serve? We've seen his grace. He has now called us, like Ezekiel, to be in that service of grace. So my question for you is, are you following God's program? When I read the passage before about Ezekiel eating this scroll, it reminded me of a passage from Job where it says, "I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my